Then when they got back in the right walk with God and got back in the love walk with each other, now then they're taking their son back to have his legs checked, and the Lord spoke to Terry and said, "Today I'm going to put you and Frank to the test." She didn't know what that meant either. But they got there. She told Frank what the Lord had told her. They get to the doctor, and the doctor goes in and he does the x-rays and checks, and he says, "I don't understand this. The leg that was beyond surgery is now going the other way, and it's at a point where we could do surgery and maybe we could help it." And then they said, they looked at each other, and the little boy, he said, "Mama, let's let him do surgery because he wants to walk." And Mom and Daddy says, "No, son. This is God's test. He told us he's going to test us today." Now, he's the one that's been healing. Since we got back in a right walk with God, he is healing your leg. And we now know that if we stand on his faith and his word and just leave him as the doctor, that he will completely restore your leg. And the little boy, he wasn't there. "But Mama, I want to walk. Let me have surgery. Please, I want to walk." They said, "No. We're going to trust God." And guess what happened? He got completely well, didn't he, Terry? Amen. Praise God. When God said in his word, "If you don't obey me, I will curse you and your children." Y'all were living there. All three of your children were sick all the time. You were in the doctor's office every 2 or 3 weeks or maybe every week or something with your children with something, asthma, allergies or something. And when you got back in that love walk, God says, "If you obey me, I will bless you and your children." And you just got through telling us in the last 9 years since y'all got back in that love walk, no doctors. Amen. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Now, does the Word of God work, Terry?
Yes,
it works. It works, and it works great. Yes, brother, you have a question?
No.
That's it. That's exactly right. That's right. All she had to do was come in line with God's Word and submit to her husband. That's all it took. Just obey God. That's all it took. And of course, now then, she studied those scriptures. Boy, she knows those well. She teaches seminars on those things now because she wants other women to know what happened to her and how she has now walking in a place of blessing with God. And she, and her children, they're all blessed. And her husband's blessed. And they want others to know the same thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the way it should be. A couple should forever be on a honeymoon. I don't care if they've been married 50 years or 60 years, they still ought to be on a honeymoon. I mean, they ought to be loving each other. You know, I mean, life ought to be good. And it will only be good if you're in that book. Right, son? And you have to obey that book. Now then, he says, "I also tell you this, if two of you agree down here on earth concerning anything you ask of my Father in heaven, he will do it for you." That's just one of those wonderful promises that you can stand on that he's talking about. By these wonderful promises, you can become partakers of the divine nature of God. Well, the divine nature of God, I don't believe he has anything wrong with him. Do you? No, I don't believe God has anything wrong. So whenever something happens to you, I mean, listen to this. Listen very closely. As Christians, we start getting a little older. Maybe we're over the hill, we're 50. And people, so I said, "How are you doing?" "Well, I just passed my 50th birthday last week. I'm not doing too good, Thurman. I got a little ache in my hand and a little with my back." And I said, "I thought you was a Christian." "Well, I am." "You go to church?" "Oh, yeah, I go to church. But, you know, I mean, I've got my whatever." And they just start naming off the things that's wrong with them. They don't have a clue, these verses we just read, do they? Don't have a clue. If you stand on those wonderful promises, I mean, if you got Matthew 18, 19, and there's two of you, and you're both walking in obedience to God's Word, what did he promise to do for you?
Everything.
That's right, Rosemary. Anything you ask for, he'll do it for you. I mean, let's go to another one of these wonderful promises, which in the church, let's go to James 5, 14, 15, and 16. I want you to see a promise that if this was the only promise in God's Word for healing, we should not have a sick person in the church. Not one.
Amen.
Well, what do we do? Obviously, we don't do it right. Because look what he says in James chapter 5, verse 14, 15, and 16. James 5, 14, 15, and 16. If people just believe this, If we just believed it, that's all it takes. And the question is, are any sick, are any among you sick? I mean, if there is a sick one, you know, technically speaking, the way the question's asked, there shouldn't be. There should be nobody sick in the church. If we knew the promises of God and we walked in obedience to His Word, there would be no sick people in the church. Why was I sick so much, so many times? Why was Terry sick? Why was her children, mostly her children, but why were your children sick so much the first 9, 10 years of y'all's life? Were y'all in sin?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Now, I mean, y'all wasn't running out and murdering nobody, killing nobody, doing, committing adultery. None of that junk, was you?
Nope.
It's a simple little thing of not submitting to your husband, not walking
not
in love,
forgiving.
And not forgiving him, just like God says. And that just ruins your whole life for 10 years and your children's.
That's
now see, when she learned the truth, look at the difference in the last 10. Wow! This is where everybody should live, where you've lived, you and Frank have lived, where your children the last 10, right?
Yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way God planned it. But we have to obey Him for these things to work for us. Now He says, are any sick, are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And their prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make them well. This is what we do. This woman comes in and she's sick. She said, I want to be anointed with oil today and prayed over. If you find a church that'll do it, and some of them won't, we anoint her with oil and said, now, Father, if it be your will. Does that sound like the prayer of faith?
No.
What did He say His will was in the Word? What is His will from that scripture right there that we got on the board?
Healing.
Is it promise? Is it guaranteed healing?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it says. So how should the elders pray then? Father, it's written. In James 5, 14, 15, and 16, you said, is any sick? This woman says she's sick. She wants to be anointed with oil. We know you're the healer. You're the mighty one. You promised that if she would confess her faults, you would heal her. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we anoint this girl with oil. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I guarantee you're well in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Is that the way it should be done? Yes, that's the way it should be done. You know, but what do? Well, you know, I'm not sure. Yeah, that's it, Rosemary. We hear that a lot, don't we? Well, yeah, you prayed to faith for me, but let me wait to see if it happens. Oh, yeah, well, I've got an appointment next Thursday, you know, and I'll see what the doctor says Thursday when I go. And they go and they call back and said, you know, your prayer didn't work. I'm still sick. Oh, Lord. I mean, we don't believe these promises. But here's the first thing. When you get sick, what's the first, if you start getting sick and you realize it's a trial or a test, what's the first thing you should do? What? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another test. Now, how many people do you know do that? Okay, there's a few of us. Yeah, there's a few of us. Yeah, but you've learned, haven't you, Rosemary? Yeah, I mean, you have learned in the last few years, because I can go back and remember when you didn't know these things.
I remember it too.
Yeah, I can remember when I didn't know these things. And so when I'd get sick, you know, I'd come down with the flu, I can remember, you know, in the fall, every year it gets about this time of year, it starts getting cool weather and everything, and this is the kind of words that come out of my mouth. Well, it's fall, I guess it's flu time again, they want us to take a shot, I guess I'll be down with it in a little while. You talk about a dummy. You talk about a Christian dummy. I was a Christian dummy. I am taking on the flu not knowing that I'm pulling it upon myself. And, of course, just like I would say, you know, in another week or two or three, I'd wake up, oh, my gosh, I've got the flu. I just knew it was going to happen to me. Oh, goodness, let me get a box of Kleenex. Oh, my nose is running like crazy. And the Lord's over there said, you dummy, you. If you would only believe my word. And then I'm grumbling and complaining because I can't do nothing because my head's all stopped up. And He said, I didn't tell you to grumble and complain. What did I tell you to do?
Praise
me. See, when you know it, when you do it God's way, does it make a difference? Makes all the difference in the world. I mean, when you get sick, I mean, if you never smiled before, you ought to put that smile on and say, praise God. Thank you, Lord, that you defeated that devil 2,000 years ago, and you're going to show him that you're going to kick him out of me in the name of Jesus. I am healed. I don't have no pain. I am in perfect health in the name of Jesus. Now that's what you should be doing as a Christian. I am healed. Lord, if I got a sin in my life, it's something I've done you don't like, please tell me and I will correct it. Well, when you ask that, make sure you carry your notepad and your pencil with you. Because I can assure you he will tell you something. I learned this from A.A. Allen. When A.A. Allen, he ain't seeing no miracles in his ministry. He's reading the Bible and he sees all the promises of God in this Bible. So he finally says, God, I want to know why there's no power in my ministry. So he prays and asks God and nothing happens. Finally, one day he's reading the Word and he says, if you want faith, pray and fast. Pray and fast? How come we never heard nobody talk about fasting? So he thinks, okay, I'll fast. So he gets in his closet and he starts fasting. And he fasts for a day or two or three or whatever. And then he's saying, God, I need you to tell me why there's no power in my ministry. And then, of course, he gets hungry, you know, and his wife starts to cook something. So he comes out and he did this over and over and over. And he never could fast very many days. Finally, one day he told his wife, said, I'm going in the closet, lock that door. Lock it from the outside. Don't you let me out until I tell you I've heard from God. Okay, she said, okay. So he goes in there and he's in there for several days, you know. And finally, she starts to cook some soup or something, and he smells that, and he says, oh, my gosh, I can't stand it. I got to have something to eat. He said, let me out. She said, have you heard from God? He said, no, but I got to have something to eat. She said, you told me not to let you out until you heard from God. He said, I can't stand it. Let me out. I'm going to break the door down. I got to get out. So she opened the door and let him out. She was a good wife. He goes over and sits down and puts that first mouthful of food in his mouth, takes one bite, and the Lord says, A.A., is that food more important to you than hearing from me? He spit it back out. He goes back in that closet and says, okay, God, I ain't coming out this time until you talk to me. I want to know what I've done, what I need to do. I want to see some power in my ministry. And finally, he's in that closet. He don't have many more days. But all of a sudden, he sees a bright light. He thinks his wife's opened the door and there's a bright sunlight. And that closet just lights up like a bright sunlight day. And the Lord said, hey, this is God.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled Precious Faith, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.